Yeah. Check it out. See, the only thing you need to do right here is snarl your freaking head.
Hey, well, all right, sir. I'm gonna give a lot of mine and welcome aboard. Here we come on number 29 in. What are you gonna give for? I'm a 25, I'll give 35, another 50, make a 50 bit of wrong. Hey, well, all right, sir. I'm gonna give a lot of mine and welcome aboard. Here we come on number 29 in. What are you gonna give for?
Yeah, boy, it's August 15th, and it's episode 189, and this is the Fantasy Football Auctioneer podcast. The Fantasy Football Auctioneer is the official podcast, the fantasyfootballauction.com, the internet's only website dedicated to all fantasy auctions. Lester, I did that right off the top of my head.
Yeah, you
can
No one. After 189,
yeah, no one can tell. Yeah. We got a great show for you tonight, guys. We got another live auction going on. We get tons of keeper questions, and guys are always asking, should I keep so-and-so for this much? And what is, you know, who should I be targeting in the draft? Well, Blister and I right now are live in a keeper auction. So, we're just at the very beginning of this auction. We're getting things, just kind of sorted out and trying to test the waters here and see how much guys are going to go for. It is a, quarterback and running back heavy scoring system at 0.5 per rush. It's also, six point passing touchdown and also, what is it, half a point per reception or per completion?
Yes, it is. Yep.
So it's quarterback heavy, it's running back heavy, and there's been some, everyone's kept two guys. Well, one guy got three. Apparently someone traded a keeper or something, I heard rumor of. But anyways, that's what the podcast is going to be tonight. So, Blister, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good, man. Come off one of my better rounds of golf of the year. I think I shot 78 and I probably had 5 3 putts in there, so that hurt. But all in all, played pretty solid. Left Bell on deck. Yeah, we have two keepers. Everyone has the smallest total is $115, and the most guys have is $197. And I kept James Conner $2. Actually, I thought he was $1, and Chris Godwin was $2. But either way, I spent $3, and I got my two keepers. Lev Bell's currently on the board at $48, and geez, Joe Mixon just went for $61, which I thought was kind of crazy. Joe Mixon worries me a little bit this year because he's got some offensive line troubles, and without AJ Green there, I mean, he's definitely going to be stopping the run. There's not a lot of worrisome people there. So 61, it scares me because I was hoping to get another running back to go with James Conner. But if they're going to go like that, I think it's going to get pretty pricey here.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, Lev Bell right now, what, over $60 and still climbing at $61. This is my first year in this auction. I mean, Blister and I have co-managed. And I think, did I draft the initial team? And I think you've drafted since.
Yeah,
so I feel like that's how it went. This is maybe the third year, but they had an opening, so we split up, and I got to keep. I picked up an orphan team, so that tells you a lot about what I was getting myself into. I kept Tyler Lockett for $4, and then I kept Evan Engram for $10. So I've got a lot of work to do, and I need running back help, obviously. But man, guys have tons of money because a guy like Blister's got James Conner at $2. He can spend a ton of cash on the next. On his next running back. So $70 is, $69 right now for Lev Bell.
Sold
for $69, which is an obscene amount in a regular auction. But in this keeper format, that's where you see these astronomical numbers, especially in a scoring system that is RB heavy.
The Cowboys defense has just gone off on the clock for $1. Frankie, what do you think? $1, I guess.
And why the Cowboys?
That's a really good question. Frank actually has. He kept Coleman and Mike Evans. Devin Coleman, Mike Evans. He only has $146, which is not terrible, but I think he got him still a pretty good deal. But the Cowboys in this scoring system, I tried to put it into our spreadsheet as accurate as I could, and they're actually ranked 24th. So
it's a real gutty nomination.
Well,
there.
I think Frank will get them. I wish him all the best with that D. But I mean, I don't know, he must have known Uncle Buckets as a
yeah, maybe that's what he
throw $20-$30 at this. But we know better than that. Look at Jacksonville last year. Every year we get into these things, and people, you know, people are spending $7, $8, $9 or crazy amounts on Jacksonville defense, and they were just okay last year.
That's right.
Mediocre at best.
So here's Cam Newton, who I was just saying the blister pre-draft that I think this scoring system bodes well for him because of the rushing attempts at half a point per rush and 6 point passing touchdowns.
That's right. I threw a bit on.
I'll throw a bit over you, blister.
That's very rude. It's pretty cheap though. Although I did get him for $1 in my auction the other day. Looks like so Cam doesn't go for more than this bucks. And
I'm happy. I'd be happy.
I don't think I'll bid more on him.
On anyone else too, right?
Him, I mean, but if
holy, this is a long clock.
Yeah, you got
30 seconds after your bid.
$5 bid on Cam. That's good. The other night we had an auction, and we might have been off the air before we got to it. But I already had Andrew Luck as my starting quarterback, so it was late in the auction. I was trying to get people to spend money, so I threw Cam Newton out there, and I got him for $1. So it might have been a good thing, actually.
Oh, there it is.
Last second.
That's fine.
It might have been a good thing since, you know, Andrew Luck is a bit banged up right now, and it's kind of, he's not too confident in him playing the first game of the year even, so Cam Newton will be a good guy to start in his place. And
so he did end up going for $6. And if that's the way that they're going to go, then I'm going to sit and wait on quarterbacks here if that's going to be the case.
Well, and you can too. I mean, Cam projected for about 545 points at the 10th-ranked quarterback, and you can go down to the 18th-ranked quarterback at 530 points. So you're giving up a point a week only, and you're probably going to get him for $1. So it's not too bad.
Well, and it's
currently
and
suspended.
Mahomes has already been selected, so is Jared Goff and Andrew Luck as keepers. So now four guys already have quarterbacks.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, that's true. They're putting that clock down.
Good.
A minute to 20 seconds. That'll increase.
Pick things up.
It will be getting out of here a lot faster than we thought.
So we're drafting on the CBS platform tonight. Lister and I were talking before we got on the air as well that it's a bit clunky.
Yeah, and the font is about 3, size 3 maybe. So my nose is rubbing up against the screen of my computer right now. I have nose prints all over it. I wish it was a little larger. I had Alvin Kamara on the clock. They got his age in there, like that's important in a redraft.
Yeah.
And he's eligible.
And he's eligible for
receiver and tight end somehow.
He's eligible for the running back and the flex, which is the RB, whatever. So he's at $80 almost here. Holy, $81. That's the holy.
Well, I think that's a little out of my league right there. I don't know, like last
83.
Year, if we could have stayed together, we would have had a lot of nice keepers this year. Like we would have even had Derrick Henry, Jalen Samuels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guy for our bench. We had a lot of good potential.
Hey, he's at $89 right now, Alvin Kamara.
$89.
But again, this speaks to the keeper situation, right? Guys have extra money because they already have an RB1 sitting on their bench. So now they spent $80 or $90 for two RB1s.
That's right.
Right? So $89 for Alvin Kamara. And just to put that in perspective, someone kept Saquon Barkley at $73.
He might have got a steal.
Well, yeah. He was, he would have gone for $90 this year.
No kidding. Well, I bet you Zeke will still go pretty high, even though he's holding out. I mean, Frank might want him.
David Johnson.
I bet you this one goes. This will escalate quickly.
Absolutely. Whoa, he's up at 40.
Ooh, going once already, that was quick.
Wow. Well, it's 10 seconds after that last bid now, right?
Oh, wow. Look at this. Can't even bid because it's going up so fast. Ooh, there's 61, 62. Well, I guess that eliminates my odds.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know.
I wasn't going to go that high on David. I mean, I think that I already got a pretty good running back with James Conner, obviously. In this system, he's the top 5. He's ranked 5th. I'd get another compliment to him. I was hoping it was David Johnson, but he's at 74. I can see some good values coming up down the road.
Well, that's it, right? So now I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do at running back because I don't have any running backs. I mean, I was thinking I was going to spend, but I didn't think I was going to have to spend like that.
I bet you could get like a bunch of guys like an Aaron Jones, Kerryon Johnson, Leonard Fournette,
yeah.
Marlon Mack range, Chicago Bears D. If you're gonna play more than a dollar, they started them at $2. That was good. That was a good move.
$73 for David Johnson in this format.
$73.
Again, it's all the carries, right?
You know, I paid 2 years ago. I think I paid 70 something for him in our big auction. Done.
Mm-hmm.
And he got hurt.
And you still won.
I won. I managed to get lucky there. Really played the waiver wire. And every year it is the same. Like, I get two more solid starters, and hopefully those four guys, if they stay healthy, they might be the only four guys that I end the year with. It's going to be a lot of different guys coming and going from these rosters. Devontae Adams on the clock, first receiver nominated. A couple have been kept. Mike Evans was kept. Whoa, how much is it?
30.
Geez, I have him quickly. Wow, bid failed. I don't know what I'm doing. Devontae Adams is it's pretty big deal right now. So we mumble under our breath.
Yeah, sorry.
So
Devontae Adams right now is at $43.
Oh, fuck it.
And then you overbid me.
Sorry, bud.
It's okay. Well, hey, we're competing against each other.
It's at 49 now. Mike Evans is already gone. Edelman, Godwin, Williams, Lockett, Boyd, Kirk. Oh, Uncle Bucket is coming back.
Well, I thought
it. Well, this Scantling is gone too, so a couple low end receivers were kept, I guess, on a whim. $55 to John F. Kennedy.
Uh oh, no, not yet. Still climbing, he's at 57.
Oh, that's not bad. I mean, still, with the prices going like that, a guy could jump in here. I was going to limit myself on my wide receiver one, it'll be, because I have Chris Godwin. I think he'll be a really nice wide receiver two this year.
$58.
$58.
I'm just, like, seeing as it's, like, my first time doing this, I'm just trying to get a feel for a ballpark of where guys are so that I can start to figure out where to go.
Kicker. You guys want a kicker.
Wow, that's old school auction 101, right? Draft your defense, or nominate your kicker and your defense early.
People go above and they wasted money.
I'm right
now, I mean, from what I can see, there's only one, two, three, about four of us that have a substantial amount of money left. There's probably a few guys that are missing, obviously, here. There's only maybe five of us. No, that's press
rate. So here's Deshaun Watson.
Here's a guy that I bet you he'll go for a little bit more than. Actually, Cam was ranked higher than him for some odd reason. How much is that? $7. Yeah. Auction, I budgeted $8 for my quarterback. And
well, there you go. $8 for Deshaun Watson, Buster.
Maybe I'll get him cheaper.
Oh.
I think I could get a couple of these other guys a little bit cheaper and then put some money into, obviously, these expensive running backs and receivers that we're going to have out here. Is that $9 now? Interesting. So it's Bex, and I don't know these guys very well, but they kind of start to feel like family after a while.
Yeah.
You get in a couple of leagues with them.
What do you go for there, nine?
$9. They're probably in about three leagues with about 75% of this league. I started an auction league on Yahoo, and there's Zeke on the board.
That was me, of course, like I said in the last draft, right? He's the logical, I think, early nomination.
Yeah, I was going to nominate him first. But yeah, so we got a normal draft, it's a keeper league, kind of almost like a dynasty, but more or less a better keeper league. And then we have an auction on Yahoo on the 25th, and then we have this one. So we have an ECL league, an EBL league, and then we have our ECL auction league. Our original ECL wasn't an auction. So.
Holy, now Zeke is up over 75.
Already, so I mean, no worries about Zeke. I guess they know that he's already signed. I'm not sure. A lot of confidence anyways. I'm surprised he isn't signed yet, but I think he's probably got more leverage than Melvin Gordon.
Well, he does for sure, because Gordon needs the season to count.
Mm-hmm. $82 right now for Zeke. Christian McCaffrey is going to cost $350.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't even have that much money.
$200 limit, and everyone had keepers.
A couple of these teams are going to have to pool their money for McCaffrey and then split them for the year, I guess.
$84 for Zeke.
Rock, paper, scissors each week to see who gets to play him. Goodness.
$85 for Zeke.
Wow. Yeah, she's running.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
$86.
Well, this is where I think a guy like Derrick Henry in this format, if you're and Leonard Fournette with carries, half a point per carry, doesn't matter if it's plus or minus.
No, that's right.
Right?
They're definitely
going to
be valuable.
So $86 for Zeke.
Nobody really behind him. Nice C-Mac. This should get high. This should escalate.
Rather quickly. Well, I guess I'm going to have to drop down at the RB here and maybe get lucky and hit someone for a dollar for next year.
Yeah.
Again, this point.
Look at that 72, 73.
Well, he's going to have to go for close to 90.
Yeah. Zeke at 86. We're at 79. Oh, that's good.
Then Kamara went for 89.
We have to end up with a pretty nice roster after this. So I wanted to get another stud running back, but I might not get him. But James Conner is a good start. So
absolutely.
So if I could drop down and pick up two good ones and, you know, down the road, like the guys we were talking about, Fournette or Mac, a couple of those guys that could play in my RB2 and my flex, then I think I'll be okay.
Boy, oh boy.
Where are we at here?
We're at 87, 88.
$80 on C-Mac. Oof.
And who? And I mean, and him and Kamara. Yeah, sure. They're
silent for a while.
They're huge guys, but in this format,
yeah.
Like
Sam Toma.
I think Zeke in this format is fantastic because the amount of touches he gets and he gets the receptions. But a guy like Christian McCaffrey or Kamara don't get the carries, right? And the half a point of carry.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's $94 currently.
Oh, $94 in a $200 auction.
B-Hop, then. You know, DeAndre Hopkins, the number one receiver out there. It's got to cost some money, you know?
Well, you'd think.
He's starting to climb. In fact, they jumped him up to 40 right off the bat. 47, 51, 2, 3. And there he goes, 54, 57, ooh, 58. Ooh. You can kind of see the bids popping up.
Oh, now you can see the numbers underneath there. It's like CBS had to warm up to the draft.
Bill Wise still has $197. Sam Toma, so do I. So we're running out of bidding wars.
$60 here right now for DeAndre Hopkins. Hanging with Mr. Hernandez. Bumps it up. 61. 62 now. Oh. Hang with Mr. Hernandez, wants him.
Bill will take him because he's got more money than the guy he's bidding with. He said, oh no, he's going to make him pay then. That's
and he comes right back.
He comes back, 65. I think that'll be it. I bet you that's the winning bid right there. Bill, $65. Bill also has
$65.
Damien Williams, so.
$65.
And suddenly, there's not a lot of these guys. Total budgets that are left. 123, 53, 132, 113, 70, 132, 197, 118, 87, and then 186, 104. Wow.
Michael Thomas, he's going to go for a boatload here too.
Yeah.
Who am I going to have on my team, Lister?
Well, we're going to have the best wide receiver twos. Michael Thomas. Yeah, this should get over 50. Beckett and I outbid each other.
Oh. Hello. Yeah, I know he's going to go for a ton, too.
I'll make him go. There's Joe. Joe's going to be broke soon, too. Should have put up Julio or Odell.
Was that you that put up Nuke?
No.
Or Mike Thomas, sorry.
I put up Nuke, yeah.
Right before, previously.
Put up Mike Evans.
$61.
I don't want two Tampa Bay receivers. I already got Godwin. I should nominate him. Gostkowski. Maybe I'll just grab my kicker right away now, too, just because everyone seems to be doing it. Probably not a lot of difference in the moment.
Well, no, that's it. All right. So, another kicker off the board. Babyface Finsters took Blister's Gostkowski.
One for a dollar.
So waiting on for the next nomination. So as you can see, the guys are spending lots, and I think that would, like I say, is typical in the keeper league because people already have roster spots dialed in for cheap, especially when you're a guy like Blister, $4 in, and he's got Godwin and James Conner. Like, you already have your RB1 and a wide receiver 2 in the worst case scenario, right, for $4.
That's right. I think we have Tyreek Hill now on the board.
Oh, he's going to jump right up again here, too.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get him there. Like, going once. Oh, Joe pushed him up to 30. Seattle Buckets is in now.
Wow.
Time to play the game. Like Triple H.
Let's see what happens here.
$41.
Well, I'd...
He's not going to get in more trouble, is he?
Well, you never know.
I hope not.
Well, Blister, tonight's beer is Forgotten Lake. It's a blueberry ale from local brewery, Lake of the Woods Brewery in Kenora, Ontario.
Wow.
If anyone from Lake of the Woods Brewery is listening, we'd love to partner up with you and make a little local deal.
Uncle Blister just bought
Tyreek Hill. See, he just seen blowing smoke over here. Oh, you think he's going to get in more trouble? Oh. And then Mr. Blister gets him for $47.
I'll take a quick peek. And the other guys I have in that tier, I really don't have interest in. Julio Jones, Odell Beckham. So that'll be the next guys I should nominate, actually. But Tyreek Hill, you know what? He gets some rushes, too.
Yeah, absolutely does. Yeah, he sure does.
You know, if he stays obviously playing, he's pretty explosive. And they have a hell of a...
Dalvin Cook, he's going to go for a boatload here, too.
Well, I hope he goes to me. I've pretty much got him everywhere this year. What?
It says that at 10.
Oh, Jesus, scared the hell out of me.
That's right, the fans can hear it, too. The listeners, sorry. I don't know if they're fans, but they're listeners.
I'm listening to this. It did go up. We've got Dalvin Cook. I'm sure he's going to approach the $50 mark. Oh, no, the way it's going up, it's going to be more than that, actually. But Dalvin Cook and, either get Dalvin Cook now or you pull right back and you get probably four pretty good ones in that range. Marlon Mack, we got Ingram, Freeman, Montgomery, all in the game, $51 now. Ryan Donald.
Ooh, Blister.
They can pay. Can pay. I think they're going to keep going here. They kind of set out a budget, though, for my wide receiver one. For Tyreek, I was going to go up to 50 on somebody.
Well, there you go.
And I saved a few bucks there.
So Tyreek Hill and Chris Godwin is a nice pair. This is start three receivers and a flex, kicker, defense. Pretty standard lineup configuration.
This is pretty expensive for Dalvin Cook. I spent 60. I'm going to make him go to 64. Then I actually budgeted 60. There's no way off. There's nobody left that I'll spend 60 on. Boogie Miles, though, he just spent 65. Like I said, I got James Conner. He can be my running back one.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to get
So Dalvin Cook went for 65.
Two and a flex that are going to be probably better flex than I anticipated. So I think I can cross off. I won't be spending 60 bucks on a running back anymore. There's nobody out there worth it.
Hmm. Interesting. I got to get in on something here, Blister.
Julio Jones. Julio Jones on the board. Julio was at fourth ranked in this scoring system, according to line numbers. Whoa. Can't let him go for that cheap. I actually have a little bit more money. I can't see him going for under 50, though. Not with these guys.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, these guys. They're going to all be going to bed in about 20 minutes. No money left. Yeah, so fantasy auction, Bex, how's the website business been going?
Well, website business is going well. It's this is the time of year is when we start getting a lot of memberships sold. Slim's put out two premium podcasts here in the last 2 days. Last one was on receiver strategy and budgeting. Yesterday he put out the running back premium podcast. So we've got our our rankings and and auction values and that have just been updated. I went through and just picked it. Picked at it a little bit today to update mine. So those are all updated too for members and the top 10 or whatever I have for free on the website. So if you want to head on over to thefantasyfootballauction.com and take a look at the auction values tab, you can have a look there. Been getting, I got a question today on Twitter. A guy wanted to have a side conversation on how we figured out our PRV ranking. So on the website, we've got regular auction value. And then we have our guys ranked according to our consensus ranking. And then what we do is we take all the dollar values, all those auction values, and just put them in order, most expensive to least expensive. And then we take a look at a guy like Nick Chubb, let's say maybe we have ranked higher than most, and he goes for less than what the 10th ranked running back would go for. So that's how we figure out that PRV. It's positional rank value, I think is how we call it.
I hit the bid button and I didn't realize what the number was. Zach Ertz, and he's up to $17, which, you know, in this format's not terrible. The top two are already gone, Kittle and Kelsey, so he's the next one up. And probably in relation to the prices from the other guys, he's at $19. It's probably not bad.
Probably not a bad price, yeah. But yeah, the podcast numbers are jumping every day. It's just, this is when the guys start getting revved up for it, right? So you see it more and more now as August rolls in. The action on the website gets a little bit heavier. The podcast downloads get a little bit heavier. We do our podcast hosting through Podomatic is the server, and right now we're number one in Sports and Rec in there, on there. So there's not a lot of Sport and Rec guys on their site. For some reason, there's a lot of EDM... electronic dance music podcasts on this on Podomatic. I don't know why. It tends to be kind of the thing. So Zach Ertz went for $20, so then that makes me feel kind of happy having Evan Engram kept for $10. I think Evan Engram's going to have a good year this year because there's no one else for them to throw it to. Robbie Anderson on the board right now at $5.
Only $5. That's what happens, though. You're going to see some deals with the amount of money that's been spent on other
positions. Absolutely. So. Well, we have him as an AAV of $9 right now, and in this format, he went for $8. So, I mean, considering what everyone's been spending, you're going to start to see those deals kind of show up later on here. All right, so I'm up next in nomination, and I'm going to put Melvin Gordon on the board if it comes to me. I don't understand how he hasn't been put out yet. Everyone's spending for running backs, and no one knows what the heck's going to happen with Melvin Gordon. Why wouldn't you? That's why I put Zeke out in the first round.
That's right.
But these guys seem to just be going in order.
You know what? I was just going to the Rams defense. I was thinking about nominating the Rams defense when it came up at $2, just because in my numbers here, they're the top-ranked defense. Not that there's a big difference from them down to the next, but somebody else nominated them at $1 only, so I went $2.
You were going to nominate him for $2 anyways.
I was going to nominate him for $2, so I budgeted $2 for something like that, too. So
there we go. I put Melvin Gordon up.
Did you? No?
Yeah.
Melvin Gordon. Yeah, Melvin Gordon could, you know, we would have never thought that until Lev Bell did it, but he could definitely miss the entire season. And it's weird because he doesn't really have the leverage to do something like that. But maybe, I mean, these guys look at their health, look at their bodies, and probably think, you know, I don't need to put myself through that if I'm not going to get paid.
Well, oh, there we go. I was going to say only for $26, but now it's $29.30. But, I mean, we've said it before, too. A guy like Melvin Gordon could be a league winner. Because you get him for a deal and he comes back and then he plays 16 games and wins you a league.
$31.
$31 for Melvin Gordon. So they're a little skeptical compared to everybody else.
Yeah. So waiting for Vince to nominate now.
Shout out to Mr. Auction.
Yes. He's the one who brought us into this
fold. He sure did.
Through Twitter. And, you know, we've had a lot of fun. And, you know, Ethan, he's not in this league. He's in our other one. We might have to do one that night, too. And he's definitely the life of the line app.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's on there all the time. Also, he heard a bunch of beeping, and he just likes to he likes to get people going.
Yeah, he does.
And make sure they're paying attention.
And that's one thing. If you have a league and you don't have some sort of group chat set up, you really need to. Yeah. And it's something in the big home auction blister. I'm surprised that it's never been set up.
We should have something like that because it's a lot of fun to be able to talk and razz each other and make deals sometimes.
Make deals sometimes, exactly.
Look at Alshon Jeffrey right now, turning $10. The best I've seen Alshon Jeffrey was when I watched him play for the Bears in Minnesota that year. And that was probably the best game of his career.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right. So Alshon Jeffrey went for $10. Blister just put his kicker up.
I wouldn't do that normally, but I don't care right now. These guys are not thinking along this line right now.
No, you're right.
If I get him, I get him. If I don't, I don't. It doesn't make a big difference. But threw up Harrison Butker. He's a second-ranked kicker in my numbers. So, all of a sudden, if I do have a top-ranked kicker, top-ranked defense, that's two more positions I'm not going to really worry about until waiver wired. And the Rams waiver is in week 9, and the week 9 for the Rams, week 12 for Harrison Butker.
There you go. You don't have to think about it anymore.
I'm messing with for 9 weeks or more. So I'm happy with that. Now, I got to see Odell Beckham. That's the other guy I would have nominated. I really don't have any interest in Odell.
Well, you should have put Mike Evans up.
Yeah, I should have put Mike Evans too.
Because you already have Godwin. He's been capped. Okay.
I didn't know that until I looked at my list. He's crossed off. So Odell already up at $48. Oh, Uncle Bucket's at $49. I'm gonna get a couple of nice players now. I think my running back two, my flex, are gonna be very similar cost, probably in the $35 range now because I can afford to go that high. And my wide receiver three can be like that now too, so that's not bad. Current $56.
Odell
Beckham, $56.
All right.
A few receivers I like up there still. Quite a few, actually.
Well, yeah,
I like Mike Williams, but he was capped, so we can't even worry about him.
Devin Singletary. Blister, any thoughts
on the board?
Yeah.
I think he'll take over his starting duties before the end of the year. Yeah. A young guy, not bad to have on your bench. There's a stash. I wish I would have.
He's on for $4 right now.
Oh, he's at $4. I'll let him go.
$5.
Terry. I was talking to a guy tonight at the golf course there, and he said, honestly, Blister, he goes, if you and Beckett are bidding on a guy, then I bid on him, because I know that you guys must like him. You must know something.
Was it when we were in a draft together?
Yeah.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Well, and our buddy Chris, I talked to him the other day, he goes, hey, my team turned out pretty good for the computer picking it, hey? And it was pretty good. Yeah. Devin Singletary for $6.
You know, I think if he was nominated at the end of our draft, he would have been $1.
Yeah, I think so too.
Our average auction value for him is like $1, I think maybe $2. I was just filling out some sheets for
him. Yeah, well, we don't even have him in our top 60 right now, Blister, so yeah. I don't even have him on my cheat sheet.
He's a nice kind of guy to have at the stash. I think he will, Big Ben on the board. I think Big Ben's going to have a good year.
Well, you wonder how, he just seems to be, no matter what, right? Yeah. So I think it's going to depend on Moncrief and what he brings to the table.
Yeah. I threw a bid on
Blister at $3 right now for Big Ben.
Hopefully Big Ben can hold up to the... Didn't really think about Big Ben as my quarterback, but $3, I just saved $5, so that's up to $34 now.
So... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys still need quarterbacks. So I'm not too concerned with the quarterback position right now. Then
it's going to be you're going to get somebody cheap. Somebody they're probably saving money for guys like Mayfield.
Well, isn't there Cleveland fans in this?
Oh yeah, and Taylor Bertolet,
Jets kicker.
But Mayfield, Wentz, a couple guys there. Mm-hmm. I think will probably cost $4 or $5, but these.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind sitting on right now is Lamar Jackson.
Oh yeah,
rushing.
Yeah, he's going to get a lot of points. He's going to be this year's Josh Allen, but for 16 games.
Yeah,
Josh Allen really did it at the end of the year last year for about the last six, he was really dominant with his rushing yards. But I think Lamar Jackson.
But if you're going to get half a point per carry, and he's going to get 15 carries a game, what does that do to your quarterback totals?
Absolutely. Yeah, I might have to. Actually, I wish I would have got a little bit stronger. Juju Smith-Schuster. I didn't even see that. Good thing they weren't talking too much.
Yeah.
Juju. So I already got James Conner. Some people wouldn't like to.
I don't mind stacking it if they're going to be a big, big offense.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. You look at other teams that have good receivers and good running backs. It's not like you. It's not like you won't. But at this point, at that price,
yeah,
it's not going to be on my team. I can't afford it.
Oh, it just keeps going.
$54.
Well, this is where I'm going to just get stock blister, I guess.
Oh, well, we're going to have to buy somebody.
I know.
Right now, 55. Get a piece of that.
No way. 55. Well, somebody's looking at my sheet.
Look at that. Are you the B-Bex?
I'm the big
you
B.
You got the most money left.
Yeah, I know, but there's no one there.
Well, you got to buy somebody.
Well, I know.
Right now, you should start getting deals. I don't see a lot of guys.
Well, no, so that's the, yeah. I mean, and there's still running backs. I mean, like I said, Derrick Henry, I'm not afraid of in this format. And, you know, a Fournette or a Chubb.
Yeah. Matt Ryan. He's already at $4, $6. Wow.
I had him on my list to keep for $7, and I wasn't going to keep him for
$7. Yeah, especially now when you see the prices, too.
Yeah, well, that's it.
He just went for $6.
Six so bucks. So, yeah, I would have.
Been a bad deal.
You're right.
Let's say the next running back is going to probably bring down a bit of cash is Josh Jacobs.
You know, yeah.
Rookie running back that I don't know.
He's not a bad nomination right now.
Yeah.
Actually, right now in my queue, I've got Mark Ingram as my nomination. I'm not as high on him as some guys are. And I think that guys will bid him up, and I don't have any interest in him. So, again, I'd like someone else to fill out a RB roster spot, spend $20, $25 on him.
Who nominated that? Did anyone bid? Matt Ryan?
Well, yeah, obviously someone did because Prestige has got him. We watched the bidding. Anyways. So we're on a little bit of a pause right now. We can tell you some of the keepers and some of the dollar values that stuck around. Oh yeah, of course I don't have it on. You have it on your sheet, the way blister.
What's that?
Some guys that were kept and for their dollar values and just how it.
Oh, I didn't write down the dollar value.
Oh, you didn't. Hey, just who was kept? Well, I guess I've got it on my sheet here. But we've got guys like Barkley was kept at 73.
The last guy that went was Matt Ryan for $6, but I don't think I think it's almost like it was autopilot kicked in and
Oh, geez.
It's another flaw to the CBS app because it happened too quickly.
But here's some of the things that, when it's a keeper, right, is hitting on someone late, then you can keep them for the next year. So you kind of have to know your depth, right? Like if you look at this list, there's Damian Williams is $1.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was kept for. Right? Kerryon Johnson, $12. Like, that's a big save in this one. James White, $1.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys like that. We got James Conner for $2. So
Godwin for $1, you had him. Tyler Boyd, $2.
And I might have picked Godwin up off the waivers even. I can't remember.
Right.
Because there was a time in this league where you had a $200 cap, and when you picked a guy up off the waiver wire, if you spent money on him, you still couldn't go over your cap. So, for example, you're willing to drop a guy that was $20, so that would take you down to $180, for example.
Oh, yeah.
You only spend $20, that's the max you could bid. They dropped that rule this year.
Right, I saw that.
Which is nice, because it makes it easier. It was really hard to trade, because you'd have a player that you got for $1, they wanted him because he turned into a stud, but all they could give you back was a guy worth $5, for example. Even
right, oh yeah,
you
okay.
You your budget saying. Total, so that takes that, and it'll help initiate more trading. It'll be easier to do so. And also, they've shortened the benches this year, so there'll be more guys out there on the waiver.
Mm-hmm.
I think we used to carry about a 29 roster. I think it's down to 17 plus maybe a higher spot.
Which, I mean, in some leagues, that's good, right?
Yeah.
To have that short bench. But if you're in the fantasy football, you want a deep bench because you know all those guys that are deep.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm Thielen on the board.
I don't like Thielen that much. I was laughing because who were they listening to? Oh, Jeff Manns today on the radio and when I was uptown. And he was at Mall of America. He said there's 15 jersey stores to buy jerseys. Mm-hmm. And he saw like 90 Thielen jerseys to one Diggs jersey.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Well, he is local too, ish, right? Geez, I almost thought I almost got him there for 27.
Yeah, $30 is still not a bad price. I think he was goes for around that.
Yeah, 31 we have him as an AAV.
And he's going a whole lot higher. So, 32 now. I think I don't think there's going to be a lot of guys that can go for more than $35 as we go through here because there's just not that many. There's not that much money out there anymore. 48, 87. 186 is Betts, 104, 144 is me, 67, 42, 102, 80. That's the max budgets these guys have. So that's looking pretty good for when you look down the list here.
Well, there's lots of guys, and this is it's not going to be a Stars and Scrubs approach by Uncle Buckets this time around.
Yeah. Corey Davis, you know, I'm done with him. There's just some guys that you've given a lot of time. I traded him in one of our keeper leagues for bunch of picks, and I gave up Julio and I got Corey Davis and somebody else, and he didn't do anything for me. I couldn't count on him ever. I had to play him, but I just can't. And I traded him away. I think, I don't know, I might have got a pick or two, maybe Allen Robinson or something. No, I can't remember.
Like, if that works, so Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson, but you know what? If he has a great year, it'll be worth it. And he could second year in that offense. Should be number one receiver and a pretty good offense.
Corey Davis for $5 just went.
Yeah, see that does that. Number one receiver in Tennessee.
Yeah, $5.
Not good.
Well, no, it's true. Antonio Brown still kicking.
Yeah, he's old foot fetish himself. Antonio Brown, $6 for Uncle Buckets. Well, of course, $7. Really? He's got to cost at least 30. But doesn't he?
He thinks so.
You and Joe fight.
We'll fight.
Throw a bit in late just to jerk you guys around. Lots of money left, but I'm going to pass on AEB. I'm looking. I got a couple names here that I like coming up. I don't want to tell you. You can't.
Yeah, I know. That's the hard part when we're sitting here. I almost did the same thing to you a couple minutes ago, and then.
Well, I promise you, I'm not going to video because I'm having a hard time just reading this.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't really want AEB either, but I would take him for less than 30, for under 30.
Is that 30 now? 31's not bad. You got to spend some.
Yeah, I know, but I look on the list, and I still got the Keenan Allen, the Amari Cooper is still there. Julio went, eh? What did he go for? He went
Cooper,
for 55.
I'll take Cooper, I'll take Keenan.
Right? Like, I'd take Cooper. Stephon Diggs is still there. And then you go down further where you've got the Golladay and Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks. And so there's still lots of quality guys there.
You know, and looking at, again, you're looking at the projected scoring. It's not 100% accurate, but there's not a lot of difference when you look at these guys, but there's going to be a huge difference in what you pay for them.
Yes.
Every time a guy goes for like $37, there's that much less out there to shop with, which is good. We'll take it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to pick someone here sooner or later, Blister.
Yeah,
oh, it's my turn to nominate, eh? I'm going to
nominate
Mark Ingram, like I said, and hope I can flush out a few more dollars and have someone else fill a running back position. But, you know, Josh Jacobs might have been a nice nomination there, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about Josh Jacobs this year or Mark Ingram, really. Like, you know, I really don't want Mark Ingram on my team. I guess I'll probably stay away from it, but looking down the list, there's not really a lot of other guys I want that bad now either. I will have to get a second running back.
I'm going to have to get a first one.
Well, that's just true.
Like, I'm going to have a whole bunch of tier 2 and tier 3 guys that you're hoping that are going to hit.
Yeah, they might have to
be. I was hoping that Mark Ingram would go somewhere near 25, so he's at 20 right now.
Yeah.
21.
Well, he's going to get touches. I throw a bid on there. I got a lot of money, and there's not a lot of guys in there worth more. Hopefully, you know, maybe I'll throw in a hack up for him later on, but $22 is not bad. I'll go up one more.
Well, I do like Justice Hill, though.
Yeah, you could snag him late in the draft for a bucket. He could be here. Like a nice handcuff for Ingram.
Well, and I think he's got enough that he could be the RB1 there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think he's got the size and the skill set, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they got a good strength of schedule. I like to look at that sometimes and think about that. If I want to spend on this, we know he's going to get the ball here.
Buster, $26, thanks.
Well, there's a guy I really didn't want. $26, eh?
Yeah.
Save $34. Who do we got here? Leonard Fournette.
I think I'm going to bet on him here.
Okay, I'll stay out of this one. You go for it. So Leonard Fournette on the board, $27. What did I pay for Ingram? $26. Yeah, I know what. Not a huge Ingram fan, but it'll be interesting if he the carries. Who's going to take him away from him right now? I don't know. Hopefully nobody.
Oh, come on, you guys. Almost had him at 31, and then... I don't want to spend that much on Leonard Fournette. $37. And I just don't trust him. At around the $30 mark, I was more than happy with him, but I just don't trust him. I'm going to end up with a Josh Jacobs and David Montgomery. You watch. That's how I'm going to end up with two rookie...
I'm going to end up with Jacobs right now.
Did you just?
Yeah.
Well, I might have to get on him here, too. All right, so I'm still bidding on Josh Jacobs here as it goes quiet. Going to get opportunities. He's going to get touches. Right? And you get half a point per carry. Again, they don't have to be positive yards.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold for Derrick Henry then.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, one more. It's a good sound blister.
$36.
Hey, Buckets is on the board. That's two shares now of Josh Jacobs. I took him on during the last podcast.
Yeah, that's true. People are not going to believe that you don't want him.
Well, and they're going to be, oh, he's a Raider, and blah, blah, like that. It's going to... That has nothing to do with it.
You know, I don't mind Ingram for $10 less than that, or $11 less.
You got another pen kicking on, mister?
Absolutely, top drawer. Or on top of the calendar.
There you go. Guess I should have been writing
Kenny
stuff
Galladay.
Down.
Kenny
I do like him, too.
Going once already. Where's he going? He just got here. $9 only. Pretty cheap. I'm going to nail a couple of receivers here, I think. Mark Ingram. I can't believe he's on my team.
Didn't you buy him last time, too, or no?
No. No. I'm not even sure if I bid. Uncle Bucks. Yeah, I don't think that these guys are throwing in a bid, but there's not a lot of guys left. I'm going to... Again, here's the max, the budgets that they have left, 67, 42, 102, 80, 27, 46, 44, 43, 87. Bex has got $150, 104, and I got 118. There's three, four of us, I think, over $100. The biggest difference for me, though, is I already got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 of my spots filled up. So it's not like... Having $118 and needing 14 guys is a lot different than having $118.
Well, that's it,
like
yeah.
7 or 10 guys. So, max bid, $75. That's mine.
$24. I didn't get them.
Max bid for myself is... I don't even know. Philip Lindsay's now on the board, $1. Oh, mine is a lot of cash. $109. Philip Lindsay's climbing the ladder right now. I'm a little worried about Lindsay this year. I do think Royce Freeman's going to cut into some of his workload. Obviously, if that's the case, Lindsay will probably cost more right now. And Freeman down the road for a little bit less.
Ooh, almost got him for $12 there.
I saw that. You didn't you get him last year too? Did I trade him to you in one league?
I have him in Dynasty. In our big Dynasty. I have him and Royce Freeman.
I traded him to you in some league for a guy I really needed at the time, but I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I have him in I have him in Dynasty.
It wasn't a good trade for me. It was good for you. I wonder. I haven't listened to any of these live pods when we've been like. I think sometimes we're a little. We can be a little more into podding.
Yeah.
We can actually see. I don't have to concentrate so much on seeing the words on the screen and who's up.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. But and this is nice though too.
Yeah. So we kind of like, off.
Yeah.
So yeah. $18.
$18 for Philip Lindsay. His AAV right now we have is at 19, and then so in this league, right? All right, so.
Denby saw your one of your Twitter comments today about Quattro and Gordon.
Hello. Quattro Pro.
Yeah.
Our buddy the Neon Pickle was working on a spreadsheet. All right, so who's on now? T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton. He will end up being my wide receiver because I have a lot of money. Unless Uncle Buckets wants some more than I do. Aim for the bushes doesn't have that much left. Okay, Bucks, you just... You up here now.
Oh, yeah, that right.
I'll take T.Y. Otherwise, I like Keenan, but... Pretty sure
So, T.Y. Hilton right now, we have at $31 is our AAV. And he's currently blister 33. That's his max bid?
Yeah. $36. I have 54 left for my wide receiver.
So now if someone comes over the top.
That'll be that. Oh, he did. Alan's Wolfpack. That just looks like Gibby.
It does. I know. I keep thinking it's him sitting in the draft. Oh, blister.
One more. I have plenty of money. I still should have enough money for a decent flex. Wow. Well, then. Just like that, eh? Oh, he really wants him back.
No kidding.
T.Y. Hilton. Okay. Go for
Blister. Think he's going to come over 43?
I hope so. Yes, he did.
Nice.
Maybe I'll roll on Keenan Allen next. He'll be out of money if I let him go. One more
dollar. Oh, and he came over Allen's Wolfpack.
He really wants this guy.
All right, T.Y. for $45, blister. Played with that for quite a while.
You know what? That's a lot of money for T.Y., I think, especially at this point in the draft. And if Andrew Luck, and who knows?
Well, Antonio Brown went for 37. Tyreek Hill went for 41.
Yeah. He needs Andrew Luck to be healthy. Although Andrew Luck, T.Y. is not going to produce to a $45.
Yeah.
Price tag. Kyler Murray on the board. I wonder what he'll go for. There's a little bit of hype.
Well, and the and rushing.
Yeah, that's true. He should do a lot of that. Shiny new toy. Uncle Buckets. But there's still Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just thought if I could get him for $4. Yeah, I know, right?
You know, $3 for Ben is cheap, but I would feel a little better about it if it was A-Rod sitting up there. Maybe Wentz or... You know
who else would be nice in this format is Dak Prescott.
Oh yeah, like Dak's been a top 12 quarterback
because he rushes a lot there too.
Yeah, he'll be good.
Kyler Murray for $6.
I actually have Kyler Murray projected for 2 more points than Dak Prescott in this league.
Oh,
so I bet you Dak goes for a buck. I really don't need to grab
a backup.
The benches are smaller.
Yeah, you don't need to. So much on the waiver.
Gonna be good.
Keenan Allen, blister.
No, I might as well spend on. You save your money for Cooper, your boy.
Well, or Stephon Diggs still out there.
Guys, if I get Keenan, I won't even look at those two guys because I can't. But Keenan would be okay.
So in this draft, Blister and I are drafting together, but there's a group of guys also drafting together in New York.
I think that's where they are.
They are? And what is this, probably a handful of guys? Now, they do have a group line, like a phone line going. But we didn't want to get on there because of the podcast and you could hear it and all that other jab.
So T.Y. went for 45, eh?
40, yeah.
Oh, these guys are getting expensive now. These guys must be good. Their last gasp at one really good player. What's Vinny got left for money? Is that Vinny there? He's got quite a bit of money left. Well, we'll have to get him up to 45.
So Keenan Allen at $39 to blister right now, 5 seconds to go on the clock.
Vinny will go over top of me here.
Oh, no. Blister.
I don't know.
Blister gets him at $39.
All right. Keenan Allen, $39. Wow. So that's
really so that's two more than Antonio Brown, if we're just putting things in perspective, and $2 less than Tyreek Hill.
Less than Tyreek Hill, how much?
$2 less than Tyreek Hill, $2. No. Yeah, is that what it was?
I can't remember what
it was. Tyreek Hill, 41, Keenan Allen, 39.
So I got Tyreek Hill, Chris Godwin, and Keenan Allen as my receivers. Oh, there's Derrick Henry.
I'm going to take a stab at him here. He went a little bit too soon. I was kind of just waiting for a little bit longer.
So Uncle Buckets has got a lot of money left. Should really. I got too much money left, though. My bench is going to be pretty strong because I have about, what do I have left? I have $79. I need a tight end, a flex, and 7 bench spots. So definitely I'm going to throw it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Oh, you just hit him, but it was sold. So I got him, didn't I? What? It said sold. Blister. Trying to snipe me there. What a jerk.
Okay, go, I'm quick.
I just finished telling you that.
I didn't know it was you. That's a problem. These letters are so small. Sorry. Well, at least you're going
to
get
them. $31. All right. So $31 for Derrick Henry.
We're sitting 2 feet away. The letters are, like I said, size 3 font. I can't read that. I need to get my wife's cheaters.
Your wife doesn't wear cheaters. Her eyes are great.
As young as she is. 21.
Yeah, she doesn't need cheaters. There's no way.
Jar, can you come read the screen?
David Montgomery.
Oh, David Montgomery. That'd be a good one to pick up, maybe.
Well, I think you'd be able to have an expensive flex in this league, the way things are going now.
I have like $48 left for my flex right now.
$48 for your flex?
That's quite a bit.
And I think you're doing a running back flex.
Yeah, because right now, he's projected to go for the equivalent receiver at his position, beat them by 100 at some point.
Oh, wow.
So, David Montgomery, that's still pretty high for what I'd want to pay for him, but what are you going to spend it on if you don't?
Well, that's it.
Everybody's going to be down to dollar guys here soon. There he is.
So, Blister for 35.
Look at that. So I got $13 more for my bench now.
Well, let's see here. I'm going to need to get myself a receiver. Oh, who's that? Who's that? John Brown. Ooh. Buster, you like a John Brown, though.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Pretty expensive bench now. David Montgomery, well, I hope that's a good buy. I don't know. I mean, he's going to need a good offense. Rookie. Definitely probably won't be able to afford him next year if he does have a good year. But
so you went for $4?
John Brown did?
Yep.
Downtown John Brown. Can't even see that either. It's all dead air.
It is dead air. Sorry, I'm looking at who I'm going to nominate because I'm on next.
The Vikings D.
Maybe I'll nominate somebody that I want right now.
I need a tight end.
Let's see, defense. What do you have ranked here for defenses, Buster?
Well, the next best, I don't believe it, the Patriots and the Saints. I'd take the Ravens. I'd take the Texans and the Chargers.
Well, that's what I
would. The Jaguars.
Jags are still there.
I've heard things about their count. They're looking really strong. Right.
Well,
they're doing they're going on the training camp tour, and this guy is at Jacksonville camp, and he said this defense is unbelievable. He said, and you know what? 2 years ago, they were awesome. Last year, they didn't meet expectations, but there were some injuries and stuff along the way. And then
I was going to nominate them for $2, and then I decided not to here, Blister, so we'll just see what happens. See if I can sneak him out for $1.
You're going to get him. Yeah. That would be the one to have. If I wouldn't have got the Rams, actually, I was going to go for them. Then I would go for the Texans.
Okay,
next.
So there you go.
There's a good blast. On deck.
I and that is...
Wow, there's a few more guys. I guess I can, I'll have to nominate guys that I don't intend to buy next, because I'll get more people to spend their money. With the top three tight ends off the board, there is a better chance that I would take two tight ends now, have one on my bench, just in case there's a lot of question marks with the ones that remain.
Calvin Ridley?
Calvin Ridley, nice player there on my dynasty team. Be happy to have him.
$9 to Calvin Ridley right now.
Josh Jacobs. So now I'm just going to fill out my sheet here. 31 on Derek Henry.
Yeah, this is an option because of the keepers. It really would skew your values, hey, if you threw them into your data like right now.
Well, yeah. But you know what? It was only those the top tier guys. Everyone else is right back on our... It's your turn to nominate a player.
Throw Amari Cooper out there.
Oh, it's like that, is it, Blister?
Buckets. He's the best ranked receiver we have left on our board. So, and I know you.
Or I think there's a Cowboy fan out here somewhere.
We'll see. Well, is Vinny? No, Vinny's not, is he?
No, I don't think so. But the way they bit up Zeke.
Mm. Yeah, that was a wrestling match, that one. Oh, I see. Well, I think anything under $35.
I think so, yeah.
Deal, since T.Y. and Keenan are ranked after him, and they went for quite a bit more. Looks like you're going to get a deal on this one. $26 only.
Ooh.
What are you sitting at for players now?
I've got Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Tyler Lockett.
We've got Big Ben, Mark Ingram, James Conner, running back, Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, Chris Godwin, at receiver.
Right at the horn again.
Harrison Butker is my kicker in the Rams defense. I'm looking for a tight end, and then I need to fill my 7 bench spots. So
I might try to stack this with Dak in this league.
$4 left, and I got
$32.
7 bench spots. Now on is AJ Green. There's an interesting combination. Only $5. That's pretty cheap. I think it's 7. I mean, there's a pretty good receiver if he pans out, but I don't know. He's getting old. He's getting brittle. He's seeing a lot of injuries. That happens.
This could be a steal right here.
Yeah,
$8.
I should have probably won another dollar when I have money. Ziggy, get off the car.
Cat up on the counter.
What the heck's going on around here? You just ruined the podcast, Ziggy. Way to go.
All right, yeah, no, my team right now, I've got Derrick Henry at 31, Josh Jacobs at 36, Tyler Lockett at $4, was a keeper, Amari Cooper for 32, and then I have Evan Engram for $10, and I picked up the Jags D for $1. Some Miles Sanders on the board. Uncle Buckets does enjoy the Miles Sanders.
I think he's a proud member of my dynasty team too, Miles Sanders.
Was that a high pick? Ooh.
4 first rounders this year, but yeah.
He had 4 first rounders this year.
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know that I wanted to spend this on this here.
Ooh, well, you can though.
Yeah.
You will take
it. Oh, there we go. I know you will. I just
said sold, but it's not sold.
But it's not sold. Yeah, I know.
Fooling you.
Someone come up at the top?
I'm going to save it for Devontae Freeman.
Well,
I was going to actually go for Freeman instead.
But again, it's touches, eh?
Yeah, well, who else is going to get there?
Yeah.
Nobody.
$18 for Miles Sanders.
Yeah, some good players out there still. Like, on the top of our queue here, Devontae Freeman. Oh, Ravens D. There's, let me just cross them off. We got Robert Woods, Stephon Diggs, Lamar Miller, the Atlanta, Brandon Cook, Sonny Michel, Cooper Kupp, Kenyon Drake. Then we got into some quarterbacks, but some quality players left. And The rosters are getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah. Like, I might still take a crank here if I can get it Stephon Diggs. Because then I wouldn't mind that receiving core of Amari Cooper, Tyler Lockett, and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. Vince only has... Oof, Vince's team is going to be hurting. He's got Alvin Kamara, and then Marquette Valdez, Christian Kirk. He's got money left, but I'm not sure what he's going to spend it on. It's okay, Vince.
This is Robert Woods on the board right now.
Good hospitality. Vinny. Robert Woods. Who do you prefer out of those receivers? I actually like Cooper Kupp.
Well, I think so too, and he's healthy right now,
yeah.
They say, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's Robert Woods because how much you spend on him.
Yeah.
Like, Cooper Kupp should go for more than Robert Woods. Yeah. But, you know, depending on your roster construction, maybe it's Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
If you have him as your wide receiver three, right, and he has the potential every week to be wide receiver one, big plays.
Robert Woods seems just kind of blocky.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp seems like your PPR, you know, guy who's going to get 4, 5, 6, 7 catches a week. And then Brandon Cook seems like your big explosive guy that 1 week will get you 30, the next week will get you 3. So it's tough to say if it's a PPR league. I like Cooper Kupp, but it's just, I mean, it's such a good offense. You really don't know who's
going to Well, that's it, hey? There. Robert Woods just went for $22.
Devontae Freeman's on the board.
Oops.
$20. I'm going to spend that on him. I can't really get him. Then again, I'm not going to have to spend that much. And, oh, 41.
Yeah, holy. And I still went at 40. Yeah. I was like, if I could flex him, all of a sudden it's a decent team. But I don't know.
There's Vinny. He's got the money.
Yeah.
Did he just get the last guy too? Yeah, he got Robert Woods for 22. Oh, now he's spending his money. He's got 45. Oh, what? Mr. Bill Wise, he still has a lot of money left too.
Well, let these guys spend. It's $49 now, $50 for Devonta Freeman.
Get out.
Yeah, 52. 51, I mean.
Bill Wise has Jared Goff, Damian Williams, DeAndre Hopkins, Robbie Anderson, Zach Ertz, Justin Tucker, and Ravens D. Oh my goodness. See, I did not. I'm glad I.
Oh, jeez.
I'm glad I got Ingram now because I was going to bow out of Ingram
for Freeman.
Freeman.
$53 right now. He's sold. Oh. $53. There's your auction, you blister.
I'll say. Just smashed her at the end of the day. Vinny, just like that, I was talking about all his money. No, he just spent $75 on the last two guys. At this point in the auction, it didn't seem like
Robbie Gould.
Excuse me.
And you already have a kicker, eh, Blister?
Yeah, Harrison Butker.
That's where I'm going to pick. I'm going to throw Will Lutz.
Yeah, well, he's the next best one on my list.
Well, and I like him. He kicks in a dome and a high-powered offense. Done.
Yeah. Kenny and Drake.
The Drake is probably going to go for some cash here.
Well, not too many guys have much cash left. I don't know.
Well, they were just going $50 for Freeman.
So Bill Wise has a lot of money left. He's got $101, probably the most out of everybody. Bucks has 86. A lot of us are in the same boat where we have about the same boat. We could maximum bid 30, 34, 31, 76, 18, 37, 49, 16, 92. Bex and Mr. Bill Wise, who looks like he's going to spend some little bit of money here, has the most. Very important to kind of keep tabs on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Draft, especially in a live auction. You got to keep track of where everybody's at, not just yourself, and know what they have for players, because that can help in the nomination process. But right now, it's easier in a live auction if we have all the sheets up on the wall.
Yes, it's easy to see it all, right?
So
it'd be nice if you were sitting with a double monitor and you had the...
Well, that'd be good. Yeah, a double monitor would be perfect.
So it was Kenyon Drake for $16. And Devonta Freeman went for 53.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette for 37.
Yeah. It's an interesting team, honestly. I don't know how many mocks today. You get the world mock draft, world championship.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Through FF Toolbox and Scout Fantasy, all that. And I did about, oh, I'm watching Game of Thrones, catching up. I watched about, I probably did about 30 of them. I just started too. And I don't know if, like, I had James Conner on some teams, but I don't know if I had a lot of those guys that I got on this team. It's just the way it worked out. There, did you nominate him?
No, I did not. Will Lutz just went. Too bad.
You're going to have to get to old Crosby or Fairbairn.
Yeah, Fairbairn's probably the way.
For Philadelphia too, Ben Terry, they're all going to get the same amount of points. There's really only like 3 points separating.
Well, that's it. All right, so that was just when I was going to do it, so I'll do Fairbairn here.
Sniped on his kicker.
Yes, yeah, sniped on my kicker. All right, Blister. Well, we're at a little over an hour here, and it's going to be getting a little bit slow, a little bit pokey. I'll again put four members. I'll share this sheet so you can see some of the numbers, and it because it's kind of applicable because of the keepers, right?
You get
that idea of what things could be looking at, and. So members will have access to the spreadsheet, just like our spreadsheet that I did. On Sunday night. Blister, any parting words as you're getting ready for the big home auction coming this weekend?
Crazy busy few days coming up. Leave from the home auction, probably, I don't know how late, and get up for a 5 a.m. fishing trip on Sunday.
Oh, yes, that is correct.
So, very busy weekend. The kids, girls are busy with the fair and emo show and cattle, actually. So, jack of all trades here. That is a lot of thoughts, but... Yeah, no, I hope people have any questions, text us, call us, you can get a hold of
us. You're sending out your cell phone number now, Blister?
Tweet us, email us, whatever. If you want help with your auction, just give us a shout and let us know some of the details, and we'd be happy to help you through that, too.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to head on over to the website, defansfootballauction.com. Click on the members area. You can have a peek there at the different levels. We have three different levels of membership. If the spreadsheets are what you're interested in, it's only $4.95. So, I mean, it's dirt cheap. You get all the spreadsheets, and like I said, you get two live auction sheets for me with the tiers and the actual breakdowns and how they compare to our AAVs all right there. And so you can see where all the deals are at. So head on to the website, defansfootballauction.com. Follow us on Twitter at Fantasy Auction. It's kind of the start of all things that we do between the three of us. Yeah, and that's about the end of it. So I didn't cock the hammer again this week when I was listening to it a little bit in the vehicle. On the way, Stephon Diggs is here. Listening to on the vehicle here the other day, my daughter had piped up and said, how come you didn't cock the hammer? I was a little upset by that. I like that she picked up on it, though.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we felt like we were missing something, remember?
Yes, we did.
It doesn't sound right, so we started it over a couple times, and that must have been it.
So I'm bidding on Stephon Diggs here, or else I'd see him when it's springtime in the Rockies.
But young rookies when we made a minute of mistakes, now that we're old,
yeah.
Decrepit old men that can't, our minds are leaving us. So, it's a cycle.
I'm going to go one more here.
Stephon Diggs on the board, Uncle Buckets is wanting to burn. So he's going after him.
36 for Stephon Diggs, hopefully.
I don't think anybody else can afford that.
All right, 36 for Stephon Diggs.
Who's your receivers now?
So right now I've got Amari Cooper, ooh, Tyler Lockett, and Stephon Diggs.
Oh.
It's a nice little trio.
Nice trio compared to what a lot of these guys are going to have.
Yeah.
But nice trio. However you look at it, Aaron Rodgers now on the board. I won't go off any quarterbacks.
Well, I'll bid on him for $5. Because I took him for $6 last time.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't.
You'll probably get
him
for $5.
I'll take... Ooh,
Vinny has money.
6 point per passing touchdown, though, eh?
That's right.
I'm going to go one more here. Oh, I just jumped over.
Mayfield and Wentz are still retired.
Really, hey? No kidding. Is that the rushing?
Probably helps a little bit, but Aaron likes to run as
well. Yeah. He sold for $8.
He's a little bit ahead of him, too. I think you'll get a better deal.
All right. Well, there you go. I got my Stephon Diggs, so we'll wrap it up here. So, Blister, I'm not going to see you on the weekend at the big auction. I'm a little disappointed by that, but that's right. I'll be watching soccer, so that'll be okay. Have a good time flying fishing, so I don't know when I'm going to see you next. And for the rest of you, I'll see you when it's springtime in the Rockies.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming.